If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance, take a chance. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Take a chance. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. It's so good to have you this morning. Easter's coming. We talked about Egg Wahooza, things going on with Marcus Point. We have the Sunrise Service. You don't want to miss out. We have with us this morning, I'm so excited, we have the CEO, Paula Shells, with us this morning with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And I know they have some upcoming events coming, and I know you would love to hear about that. Good morning, Paula. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Perfect. It's so good to have you this morning. I know you have some events coming up that we need to talk about with what's going on with Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Yeah. So we are actually very busy over here at Big Brothers, Big Sisters. So we do have our annual Gumbo Yaya event coming up on April the 22nd. Down at Seville Quarter. Our great partner, Buck Mitchell, and all those people at Seville Quarter, we've been doing this for many years. I think we're sold out as far as our teams are concerned, but if you still want to try to get in, you can let us know, and we can see if we can create a space for you. But it's just a fun time to go around and taste some really great gumbo. Tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door. And it's just a fun time to gather with family, friends, and support a great cause. It is from 4 to 6 p.m. down at Seville Quarter on the 22nd.
That sounds like so much fun. So this is 22nd of April. I love gumbo. That's going to be amazing.
I know. It is just a fun time to come and hang out with friends and, again, taste some great gumbo. I think there's over 20 teams that come and cook gumbo and just visit and support Big Brothers, Big Sisters. So it's just a fun time.
And is there a cost for this?
Yes, yeah, so you can purchase tickets on our website at Big Brothers Big Sisters in advance. They're $15, and then they're $20 at the door. And so you can just show up down there as well. So, but all the proceeds go to support programs and services here at Big Brothers Big Sisters.
That sounds like so much fun, and you get to have good food and support a great cause. So I think that's amazing.
Yeah, and then our next event coming down the pipeline is in May. It's called our Big Scoop event, and that's kind of just a really, I consider it like an old-fashioned ice cream social. Damien's Ice Cream is a huge supporter of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and on May 13th down in Seville Square, from 2 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon, you bring your chair, bring your blanket, bring the kiddos, and you just have time to, we'll have music playing, and there'll be some games for the kids, some face painting, and just fun things for everyone to do. And you get to just taste some great ice cream and sit around in the park. And so that's kind of a fun family-friendly event as well. Tickets are $10 for kids 12 and younger, they're 5, and kids 3 and younger, it's free. And then you get to come sit outside and eat some ice cream in the park.
I think that sounds like so much fun. What I love about Pensacola is there's so many things for families to do. And I mean, for $10, you can't beat that. I mean, you get ice cream, fun games, you get to spend time with your family. And so if you're going to spend the money, it's great. You can do it for a good cause. And honestly, tell your kids about why we're doing this and what it's for and educate them, and they'll enjoy it even more.
It is. It's a good way to role model philanthropy and giving back to the community and in a fun way. And it's a lesson that you can give to your kids. So you are absolutely right there.
Absolutely. I know I have an 8-year-old, and if I said we were going to go have ice cream and face painting and fun, she's right there with me next to my side saying, when can we go? Is it time yet? Is it how many more minutes? So let your kids know. Make a date of it with your kids or even just you and your spouse or your friend. I mean, I would enjoy that, just sitting around watching and listening to the music.
Yeah, it's just a fun time. It really is. And I know that everybody loves to go hang out in the park. Seville Square has a wonderful park, shade trees, so it's not in the sun, and it's just a good time.
Awesome. Amazing. And do we have any other events? Or if not, we'd love for you to join in the conversation, 437-1620, if you had any questions about these events. I would love for you to talk about Big Brothers and Big Sisters and what it's about and how people can help, mentor, volunteers, anything that you feel like are we need to know about.
Yeah, you know, we are in desperate need of volunteers. You know, we've got over 100 kids on our waiting list waiting for a Big Brother or Big Sister. So the need for volunteers is always, it's never ending. I mean, we always need volunteers to step up. We ask that our volunteers, they have to be 18 years or 118. We don't care. As long as you have a passion and a heart for children, that's what it's all about. And these children are children that primarily come from single-parent households. It can be a two-parent household if there are special circumstances that come into play that we feel like we need to assist. And it could be grandparents raising their grandchildren, which we've seen a huge increase in that. But, you know, the need is great. And I think that we all can say that, you know, we've had somebody in our life that has, you know, guided us and nurtured us along our path as we've grown. I can even say that in my own personal life. And that's what this is all about. It's really just another person to help that parent or guardian, you know, nurture and grow that child so they can become a productive community citizen and give back.
Right. And that's so important in this day and age to have support. Even the children, they need so much support and the family needs support. When we talk about volunteering, is this something they would do once a week, once a month, or how does it look like if you're a volunteer?
So that we ask our volunteers that they're willing to commit weekly time, at a minimum, two times in person, and that's it. You'd only need to pick up your little and see them two times in person, and then that off week can just be a phone call, and that is with our community-based mentoring program. Our other option is mentoring in the school, or an after-school program that we have a partnership with. And that's only 1 hour a week. And it's usually 1 hour a week, same time each week, so the little usually knows that you're coming to see them the same time each week for an hour and see them. Usually it's in school. We have some great partnerships with the school district, and then with some local schools that we work with, and that 1 hour a week is truly makes a difference as well. And that's just during the school year. You don't see your little outside the school setting, or you don't see them over the summer. It's just during that time that they're in school. But the other option is on your own time, evenings, weekends, whatever is convenient to your schedule.
So it's very flexible for the volunteers.
It is flexible.
Yeah,
it is very flexible.
And honestly, in 2023, we have a lot of stress in our own lives, but giving back, it brings such joy to your life when you're able to give back and give back to a little boy or a little girl that needs you. I mean, you will walk away feeling fulfilled. That time is spent, you know, it's so well spent giving back.
It really is. And I think that the bulk of our volunteers share with us that they learn more themselves. And then what the little is getting out of it, that they are really learning about themselves.
Yes, absolutely. I know I've times in my life when I've been, you know, a lot of stuff's going on. I know a lot of stuff's going on for everybody. But when I can give of myself to someone else and put that into someone else, it just really helps me to feel better and to be less anxious and know that I'm helping and giving back. So this is an amazing opportunity. I'm here with Paula Schell, CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. If you'd like to join in the conversation, it's 437-1620. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back You are listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. Good Friday morning. So thankful it's the weekend and it's Easter. There's a lot of things going on in town. We have the pleasure of talking to Miss Paula Schell, CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters this morning. We have a lot of fun things coming up. Gumbo Yaya and Miss Paula, what is the name of the ice cream fun day?
It's called the Big Scoop.
Big Scoop. Oh, that's a fun name. I love that. And that's going to be, that's great. Is that May?
That's May 13th down in Seville Square from 2 to 4 in the afternoon.
That sounds fun. And then let's talk a little bit more about the Gumbo Yaya because that's going to be a blast.
Yeah, so we've got about 15 to 20 teams that come together. There are certain rules that you have to cook your gumbo on site. I think they start cooking around 11 o'clock in the morning. But public tasting is at 4. It goes from 4 to 6 or 6:30. And you get to come in and taste all those great gumbos. And then you get to vote. You get to vote for your favorite the people's choice, and you get to vote for the best in showmanship because they come dressed, those teams come dressed or theme their area. And then they have a winner's judges. So there's some professional judges that do judge the best gumbo of the day. But you do get to vote for your people's choice. And so it's kind of fun time to come out and with family and friends, but taste some great gumbo, but giving back to a great cause.
Absolutely. And we were talking about the Big Scoop and how they're going to have ice cream and face painting and music. So we talked about what a great way to have a good family night. And it's $10, correct?
It is $10. And then kids under 12 are free. And it just, it's a fun way to bring your blanket, bring your chairs, come down to Seville Square. You know, you've got the big, beautiful park and the shade trees, and you just lay your blanket out and bring your chair. There'll be music, and then there'll be things and games for the kids, and just a fun time to come hang out, eat all the ice cream that you want, and support a great cause as well.
I don't think I'm going to tell my daughter that. That last part.
Eat all the ice cream she wants.
I'll have to deal with the child with a tummy ache when we get home because she was just, but they said it was all you can have, Mom, and it would not be fun.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But what a great opportunity.
I know. We do the Big Scoop here in Pensacola, but we also do the Big Scoop in Okaloosa County over in Fort Walton. We partner with Harley-Davidson. So we'll be doing the Big Scoop in the fall on September the 9th at Harley-Davidson over there. So if you miss it in May, you can get it in September. And so it's just a fun time to come together and eat some ice cream.
Absolutely. And I was thinking about what we talked about before the break about how these children need mentors, you need volunteers, and especially mm-hmm. around holidays. You know, it's Easter coming up,
yeah.
and the parents need support and the children need support around these holidays.
Yeah, you know, I just think that these kids are just kids that just, like I said, they're great parents. The parents just need some extra guidance and support. And, you know, and there's a lot going on in life, especially now. And we've seen, you know, challenges that have occurred during these tough years. You know, we as adults, if we have faced it, can you only imagine how our children feel? And, you know, we as adults are kind of stressed and going through so much, that does trickle over, and our kids do feel that. So we have certainly seen, you know, some of our kids struggle in various areas. And so those mentors play a huge role in just helping balance that out for the kids, giving them another person that they can reach out to for guidance and support and just somebody to talk to, somebody to encourage. And it just makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. I think everyone needs support right now, and especially these children and parents in our community. And I wanted to know, what's the first step in the volunteering process?
So the first step is we do take our volunteers through a very extensive process. I mean, we want to learn about them. We want to know what your likes, your dislikes, your preferences, because our job on the front end is to put two people together that's going to be a long-lasting match. We don't just, it's not a numbered system, so the next volunteer that walks through the door goes to the next kid on the list. You know, those, some of those kids that might have been waiting a little bit longer, and there's a volunteer that comes through the door, but they're matched with somebody who hasn't been waiting as long, but the match fits together. That's what we're in the business of doing, because our study and our data shows that, you know, if our kids are matched less than 6 months, it's more detrimental to them than it is helpful. So we want to weed out everything to make sure we're putting two people together that's going to be successful. And so that's what we look at, likes, dislikes. We take our volunteers through background screening. So you do have to be fingerprinted. You do have to, we run a driving check because you're going to be driving your little around. So there are some things that, you know, the volunteer does have to go through. It's about a process that might take about an hour to an hour and a half. And there might be a training that you have to go through. But after all that's said and done and everything comes back, you know, we do check references and all that comes back, then you can be matched through the process in less than a month or right at a month. And so it's something that, you know, there is a commitment to it. But when the bottom line is, the impact is going to be great. It's going to be, you're going to be impacting someone's life for the better and then impacting our community as a whole.
Perfect. I think it's great that you do all these checks. I mean, you know, we have, you have all these, you know, checklists, make sure everything's good. So these children have people that are matched with them. I think that's awesome. So they get the people that they need in their lives to impact their lives positively. We're going to take a quick break here on Pensacola Expert Panel. I am talking to Paula Schell. She's the CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters. We'll be back right after this break.
Me and Fear, we had a thing in 1993. Told me I was wasting time.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, this morning. I hope you're having an amazing morning. Thank you so much for joining in with us. If you'd like to join in the conversation, our number is 437-1620. I have Miss Paula Schell with us this morning. She's the CEO of Big Brothers and Big Sisters. It's so good to have you, Paula.
Thank you so much for having me and letting us spread the word about what's going on.
Absolutely. And we are, have just a couple more minutes. We just want to go back over the events that you have coming up.
Yeah. So the next big event is our Gumbo Yaya event down at Seville Quarter on April the 22nd. Public tasting starts at 4 and it goes to 6. Tickets in advance are $15 and they're 20 at the door. You can get them at our website here at Big Brothers Big Sisters. And then the next event after that is in May. It's May 13th. It's called our Big Scoop. It's from 2 to 4 down at Seville Square. It's an old-fashioned kind of ice cream social. A lot of things for the kids to do, music, bring your blanket, your chairs, sit in the park for that afternoon ice cream. And we would love to have you. Tickets also, you can get in advance $10. At our website, and or you can purchase day of down in the square, and it just a fun time and a great way to give back.
Absolutely, and remember, when you're giving back to children in this community, which everybody needs a mentor. Everyone needs maybe some little support, help right now. You can go over to their website, talk about, you know, if you need to talk to someone about volunteering and the steps, I'm sure they would be there to help you every step of the way. I know giving back is super important, and I know that it helps our community. Thank you so much, Paula, for coming in today. We really enjoyed it. Like she said, there's the Gumbo Yaya and the Big Scoop, which definitely, my daughter will have to be there. I'll have to tell her all about it. She'll be super excited. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel.